Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Angela of Prairie Berry Winery in Hill City, South Dakota.
So we've won over 1,000 international awards for our wine. When I tell people that, sometimes, you know, they look at our labels are very whimsical and attractive. People enjoy the artwork on our labels, right? And so when I tell them about the awards that we've won, for example, for our flagship wine, Red Ass Rhubarb, they'll say, oh, it's because of the name. But wine competitions are blind, so the judges don't know what they're tasting. Speaks for itself.
Okay, I would be remiss if I don't ask about your most awarded wine and how you came about the name.
Ralph, our winemaker's dad, was helping Sandy out at the winery one day with a wine back then that we called it Razzie Rhubarb wine. So the story goes that his face turned red.
Doggone that thing is what haywire.
And he felt like an ass for messing up the wine. And so the wine became Red Ass Rhubarb. And then we added a donkey to the label. And it's our most famous wine now, our most award-winning wine. It's a fun wine. It's 90% rhubarb and 10% raspberry. It's quite lovely.
So Hill City, where the winery is located, I see where the population is just under 1,000 people, so doesn't necessarily reflect on how many visitors you get at your winery per year, does it?
No, our Hill City community is great, and they support us very much. But being in the Black Hills of South Dakota, not too far from Mount Rushmore, it's a very popular tourist destination. So our door count, the number of people and guests we welcome into our winery each year, is generally around 150,000 people that come and visit us. We're happy to welcome them when they're out visiting Mount Rushmore or touring Deadwood.
And looking at the website, your complex, it just looks huge. So I imagine that you've got guests when they come that they're just not staying for wine tasting. They're doing a multitude of things.
We have not only Prairie Berry Winery, but right next door in 2013, we opened Minor Brewing Company. So a craft brewery. Sandy Voida, our winemaker, is actually our brewmaster as well. She's a woman of many talents. We also have an event center on site where we host parties and weddings, reunions, things of that nature. And then we have a concert lawn. Normal times, every summer we'd be hosting outdoor concerts. We have a bocce ball court and lawn games. So we really encourage our guests to join us for more than a wine tasting and spend an afternoon having lunch with us or enjoying some live music, having a pint of beer. So you can really make a day of it.
And I love it, too, that you've kind of got a holistic approach at the winery, because it's just not about wine. You're also helping with the community with the farmer's market.
We do. We host a farmer's market every Tuesday morning. It is a community's farmer's market, and we just, you know, welcome them to our space and help promote it. And so that's great for the community, the locals, as well as the tourists, to have fresh produce once a week in our area. Yep. Local farmers, local growers. Yeah, you can pick up fresh meat at a farmer's market in South Dakota.
Oh, nothing wrong with a big scoop of Midwestern charm. You sound very proud to work at Prairie Berry. Have you been there long?
Yeah, it's been really amazing to see. I started as a tasting room associate, just doing wine tastings in the summer as kind of a part-time job when my husband and I first landed in the Black Hills, and been able to grow with the company myself and watch the company grow. And we're all very, like I said, humbled, but very proud of what we're able to do and what we're able to offer.
In part three of our conversation with Angela of Prairie Berry Winery, we'll find out just how big their wine club is. I'll give you a hint. It's one of the largest in the United States. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.